What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday, Christmas Eve Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Now, we did mention that Shin Daddy's officially done with the bank now.
Fishy retired. Yesterday was his last day. He'll come in today for a little bit of... They're open till noon, so we will come back in. Office is... been cleared out.
Cleaned out.
But if you didn't catch it earlier, if anyone can still chime in, we had a great time during roll call on what was your favorite Shin Daddy and what he did at the bank. His favorite one. We had
Thursdays.
We had Taser Tuesdays. We've had Fight Night, Friday Fight Night. We've had there was a lot
the High Wire Wednesday.
High Wire Wednesday. There was a lot of stuff that went on for 2.5 years. So
Fight Night.
If there's one that sticks out with you, please text it into Jake. We like to
Why did he have Fight Night? Pugilism.
People really love the ice rink, and they love the fact that there was looping.
Basically a weekly basis.
Take on the school board a lot.
Take the school board. They went head to head. Went head to head.
I thought that was in the paper.
It's in the paper. There was a lot of written up.
Shindy's at it again.
Shindy's at it again.
Weekly. That's the headline.
The headline. Shindy's at it again.
And there's a picture of him going like this.
Yes. Yeah. Let's dance.
Yeah. Thanks to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 as well, as always. We had some visitors during the break. I mentioned Kevin. Listener Kevin.
This is amazing.
Kevin, by the way, works at the incredible museum out west, the Speedway Museum.
Oh, that is incredible.
That place is incredible. The Museum of American Speed. That thing is awesome.
The size of it is ridiculous.
You can spend eight hours in that thing.
Yes.
Seriously, and just not see everything. It's amazing.
You guys have spoken highly of that.
Oh. We will.
I didn't do it. Here's what's amazing about it also. There's an area there you can rent out. I spoke at an event there like where a company rented it out, and that's where I spoke at. I'm like, this is brilliant. You can get married there. Be a great little venue.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin brought us in some sweets. You got some red velvet bites here.
Oh, nice.
We'll go through them all here.
Red velvet, Kevin, thank you.
Lemon curd coffee cake bites.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Yeah.
How about a sticky pecan?
That's the one that's probably going to get a hit first, Kevin.
And the big one here at the bottom. The iced
big cinnamon roll right there. That's a lot of money Kevin spent.
Kevin just went out for us.
Yes,
thank you, Kevin.
Went for it. Sipple reached for the caramel.
Oh, I was getting it for you.
No, stay with it. You got that.
No, I was getting it for you.
I'm not opening caramel on the air. That'll be sticky fingers.
That'd be bad.
That'd be bad.
Thank you to Kevin.
And we cannot forget also that Kathy Woody, we mentioned during Song of the Day, you mentioned Blue Christmas. She already had chimed in with that. She brought in gifts also. We got, of course, our...
I'm opening mine up.
Some Rice Krispies.
Can you speak of your past with Woody?
What's that? And we brought up an interesting story I thought I could add to with Woody. So when we would go for those 2 weeks...
To
bowl games, and Mary Lynn and Joni Duff and Kathy Woody would set up. They had to set up a complete office in a hotel. Talking copiers, everything. So everything. So we'd come down. I'd get down there about 5:30 in the morning, and they would all be there at 5:30 in the morning because they had to help us get practice ready. And a lot of the times on our scripts,
I didn't know this.
Our scripts were not handwritten; they were all typed. So they typed our scripts before they made the copies, and I think Joni was defense, and Kathy was on offense. But they had to type up all the scripts, get everything ready to go.
Now, practice scripts.
Their day got a little bit better at the bowl game once we were off into practice. But there was the first 5-6 hours from 5:15 in the morning until probably 10 something, they were going. Wow. They were busy. They were working. And it was a complete office setup. What do you got?
I've opened the bag from Kathy Woody.
I'm getting mine.
I'm going to show it to the people on the screen. This is very nice. It's shirt. It is very high end. 60th Orange Bowl, 1995 National Champions. It's Nebraska over Miami, 24-17.
How about
this? It's a very nice shirt. Very nice material. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Kathy. Well done, Kathy. Wow. I wonder where she found that at.
Maybe from a brand called 47, looks like here. 47 brand. Thank you to Kathy Woody.
She comes up with good gifts.
This is sweet. If you walk around with this in Vegas, it'd be very popular.
Yes.
You could be there for several days. You might pack this in your attire. Wear it one day, maybe.
Yes. See how it goes for you. After this game is over, then was it a reset for the team?
Oh, okay.
Yes. I think so. Sore subject.
Sore subject, yeah.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Yep.
Merry Christmas indeed.
Hey, Woody, how about the bag? Exquisite.
The bag. Oh, the bag is... I felt like we should have taken it out of the bag and gave her the bag back.
These bags are really nice. I really do.
She's very classy.
I'm going to say the bag minimum is $7. Just the bag.
She's very classy.
Yeah, well done. She had that fancy coat on. Yep. And she'll be going to Vegas, too, because one of her sons lives out there.
So she'll be there.
She'll be in Vegas. So you'll probably see
her,
Steve.
To the game.
She'll be at the game. You can't tell because the ticket sales, even if you sell out your allotment, that means nothing.
Yes.
So you don't know what it's going to be. But I'm going to guess there's 22 to 24,000 Nebraska fans and maybe 18 or 20 for Utah.
So it could be a new record possibly.
For that time of day, wouldn't you get quite a few people, a couple thousand, they're just in Vegas, they're just going to go to the game? It's at like 2:30, right?
Or 12:30 that time.
12:30 their time?
12:30 Vegas time.
So if you were there, we'd go like, let's buzz over to the Vegas Bowl and watch Nebraska play Utah. I mean, if I'm down there, I'm going to watch it. There's not much going on that time of day. It's early in the day. It's not your crunch.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So they might be able to get, and that place probably seats, 62?
Yeah, I think so. That's
something
not
like
right.
that. But yeah,
it's not, right.
No, it's not massive.
Right. It may have a feel to it of being very, very full. A lot of bowl games have been really full. Like the one that I reference all the time, the Alamo Bowl that was sold out against Michigan.
2005.
It was an insane setting.
Loud.
Loud. Yeah, just bizarre
loud.
It was
so loud. It's an open-air press box. That's how I know it was loud. Jeez.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. It was a good game.
My dad made, because we made the late comeback and then held him off to win the game at that. But when we were behind in the fourth quarter, my dad, I'd got him a sideline pass also. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like, all right, I'm heading down for the victory celebration. And they're like, my aunt and uncle and mom are like, what do you mean? We're behind. We're not. We'll win this. We'll be just fine. And he headed down. He left the seats and headed down onto the field.
Ron
was with me as we were on the field, as the game was still going on, as the ball was getting lateraled back and forth. I'm talking to my dad. True story.
I hope there's footage of that somewhere.
Yeah, true story.
See the sideline.
Who's on that team? Who's on that Nebraska team? Give me some defenders. Or give me some people.
Jay Moore was on that. Adam Carricker was on that.
Think about that right away.
Stu Bradley was on that.
Okay,
Bradley
was good.
Zach Bowman was on that. Grigsby was on that.
Joey.
Joey was on that team. Danny Bullocks was on that team. Blake Tiki was the other safety.
Jeez.
We had some dudes. Adam Ickes played extremely well in that game. Played really well. He was a starter in that game.
Better times. You just name some dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, who are the interior linemen?
Ola.
Dag and Durrell.
Yep. And
Barry Cryer.
Yeah, Barry Cryer.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, and then Barry
this
Turner.
This is 20 years ago.
Yeah,
well
Barry
done.
Turner was rushing off the edge some too, and more of a third down package at that time.
Hello.
Like that. But no, he was playing a lot. He was playing a lot.
Barry Turner was a freshman, wasn't he?
Freshman or sophomore.
Sophomore
maybe sophomore. Barry played a lot.
Oh, he could play.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
He's a freshman All-American.
Yeah.
Then kind of dipped a little bit and then came
Wait, he was
again.
A freshman All-American?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
100%.
Wow.
Look it up.
Okay.
Jeez.
Public.
Hey,
whoa,
easy, Tiger.
Getting,
tone it down.
It's like Wendy's.
I was just trying to.
Look it up. was to take
they
a
had
shot.
Pasta at Wendy's.
That one we were wrong on. He was right.
We admitted that one.
We were wrong on the Wendy's.
The commercial's the best.
It's still it? Just I just don't understand it.
Why does it bother you? Why does it bother you?
Because I think of Wendy's the way it is right now. I can't think of it was with the buffet.
Pasta bar.
I can't see that.
Wendy's, in my mind, was known for one thing, square hamburgers.
Right.
And that's it. That's
exactly.
All I know. Square hamburgers. And all of a sudden,
and
you're
Frank going. Frank Solich.
And Frank Solich is taking me to Wendy's to get a. Ah, that
it's
was
paid
incredible.
For it.
Paid for it.
Freaked you out.
Freaked me out. It was like the total bill was like $11. And I'm like, I couldn't imagine having $11 to spend.
You can now.
Yeah.
South Lincoln.
I'm not in South Lincoln at all.
464-5685. Call or text the show as always. I saw this from CBS Sports in the spirit of
this is interesting.
Christmas. And you know, sometimes there's angry people on Christmas. Grinches, we call them.
Okay.
They wrote a nice little article about the Grinches of college football in 2025.
Okay.
And I think they nailed this one.
I do too.
Let's hear it.
They say the biggest
this is good.
The biggest Grinch of all, without hesitation, would be Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss before the playoffs to go to LSU.
I agree.
And the whole situation, how that went down, he is the biggest Grinch of 2025.
Yeah, that would win it across the board, yes.
No pushback.
Yes. No,
no. No pushback. We're sad to see him not coaching Ole Miss in the bowl game. But
that didn't come off well at all. Bad.
No.
Grinch.
Trying to bring his coaches with him saying you can't coach Ole Miss. And
nothing's good about it.
Yeah, very Grinchy.
Yeah. Who else they have?
Number two Grinch. I think this is a great one also. Notre Dame AD Pete Pavakwa on his tour of why he didn't play the bowl game. No one feels bad for you, Pete.
I'm flipping those two. I'm putting him one.
Number
ooh,
one?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'd go Pavakwa one.
You might wonder if you'll
you might I don't know. Again. I don't know if there's you might get somebody to agree with how the whole thing went down.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
With Kiffin leaving and going to LSU, you'll get nobody to agree with, except for Notre Dame, to agree with how that went down.
Nope.
And especially just with the barnstorming of media that he went on afterwards to try to explain the situation.
Yeah, so
when next year, they get an automatic bid, basically, if they're in the top 12. They're in no matter what. So they have a deal of all deals, and they don't have to play in a championship game. And guess what? Before it was, okay, no championship game, but the highest seed you can be is fifth. That's over too. They can now have no championship game and be a one seed. So, but just the how it went down when Bivak was started going on air, it was like, nope.
And he made all the rounds and nobody supported him.
No. To anybody who would listen.
Yeah. He'd go on any show. And they'd be kind of somewhat nice, but they're like, really? I mean, this is what we're doing here?
Push it back
him. And then the next show had to be like going, you want to do this? Because the first three shows you've been on,
you kind of got torched.
You're getting crushed on your take here on what's going on.
It was obnoxious. That's what it was.
I'm going one. I'm flipping the script.
I know obnoxious, and it was obnoxious. Go ahead.
Number three. Now, this guy was not a Grinch until the very end of the season, but it's how it went down. Diego Pavia was a loved player at Vanderbilt for how he played, but then the Heisman ceremony happened, and he said some things he probably shouldn't have after that, and so
probably
he's now listed as a Grinch of the 2025 college football season.
I can't believe how one day could flip everything. Because, you know, and I'm still the same fan of how he plays.
I am too.
But the one thing I brought up, I said, well, there's never been an incident that an incident came up. Especially when you won something that's incredible. I mean, and you got another year because you went to junior college and they just didn't want to fight this in court. And they said, okay, have another year. So just being like so thankful that he got another year.
He didn't seem to have a lot of gratitude.
No, I just say like I got.
I don't even know if he had any gratitude.
What's a great Bill's thrills for your youth is taking the high road. What that does for you. If it had been like, I'm glad he won it. I'm glad Mendoza won it. Did an unbelievable job. You know, could I have maybe been that guy? Yeah, maybe if I could have won one more game, I would have won it. Maybe, but whatever. And then everyone's like, and guess what? It does all of a sudden endorsements.
Yeah.
They line up for you. They line up for you.
He might have cost himself some money.
Yeah. Would you like to have Mendoza representing you? Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. So
how could you have Pavia?
Yeah. And so me being the number one Pavia fan has to agree that no matter what you agree with Grinch or not, bad move.
I don't know what he's thinking.
Even their head coach came on, Clark Lisa. That's he made a statement.
He did,
that's
but at
not,
least
you know, they just kind of like that's not who he is, and he could have done better than what he did, and it was just like I said.
I guess Pavi had at one point reposted on Instagram someone a friend saying bleep all the voters but family for life at the Heisman ceremony, and after that.
Come on, man.
He was the guy that everybody liked. And people still probably like him, but that, you know,
I've always
the sour end to a great season.
I always wonder what are the good conversations like prior to, like the night before with your sports information director, head coach and stuff. Say, listen, there's a chance that you might win this. The odds are you're not. How are you going to handle it if you don't? And because he felt, obviously, that he really had a good chance to win that. If he didn't feel like that, that wouldn't have hit like it hit. Because you saw when they announced it, his face was just a blank stare. And
I hope that Keith Mann and others are listening to you on that. That's a good point.
Because you
be
have,
ready if you don't win.
If something happens, or just remember, that's what I'd be telling to Mendoza. Right now, you're probably the favorite, you know, because of how we won that game. Probably the favorite. There's a chance, though. That because of what Pavia did or whatever, that's not going to happen.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. Have a plan.
Be prepared.
Of what you're going to say.
It's a great point.
And talk through it. So it's like, this doesn't go well.
It's a great point.
Because, boy, can you make some, you can make, in loss, you can make some. And then it also, it's harder if I just lost the World Series, the Super Bowl, the National Championship. That's like a loss. This really isn't. This is an award that you were a finalist for. So it's not like an epic deal. And also, you really didn't have control over it.
No.
If you played in a game and you lose the game, I had a lot to do with that. Yeah. This one, you didn't. You played. So I'd be like, okay. That's...
He seemed like he was entitled to the award. It was odd. Odd.
Again, we loved watching him, but this is not a great end for him for the season. Yes, unfortunately. We've got a couple more Grinches here.
Again, I like these.
Do all 10.
We got 5.
Okay.
So we got 3 so far. CBS Sports says, again, is going through their Grinches of college football. Number one, they put Lane Kiffin. Pete Bavakwa, the AD of Notre Dame. Number two, Diego Pavia, how the season ended. Number three. Number four, we never played this audio, and I regret that. I didn't know about this until
Regret.
This is early November. Boston College coach Bill O'Brien. Yeah. Was not happy with media, who was not happy with the fact they were 1-8 going into a game. And a reporter says that, you know, the program is down, people are upset. And I don't have it, but this is what Bill O'Brien said. He got very angry.
He's yelling. After a reporter.
He says, you know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. It's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. You show up like once a month or something like that and come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Nobody here is down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our bleeps off against SMU. You go out there in your dark, clouded world, whatever it is, and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up. We're fighting. That's my message to the fans. They lost the game 45-13.
He made it personal, unfortunately.
Mike?
Yeah, he made it personal.
So he's a Grinch.
Don't do that. Whatever.
Steve? You ever had someone say Steve to you? Steve?
I don't think so.
But it's like anything else. You'd always, obviously, I would imagine that when something like that happens, obviously he's been worked up before. O'Brien's been worked up with this reporter. And so it probably wasn't like, you know what?
You show up once a month, Mike.
Hey, yeah. Some reporters do that.
Yeah, and they don't follow it regularly.
They show up when times are bad.
Yeah, and everything everything they fire is that way. Right. So I don't totally hate that. If he can say, okay, here's the deal. The guy comes once every 6 weeks, once every month. Nothing's positive.
Right.
Okay, I'd be a little upset. You're still always better though when you're up on that podium. To take the highest road you can,
yeah.
and I'm sure, and sometimes like, you know, I just want to get it off my chest. I'm like, okay, I'm not that mad at him. Be better with like going, I understand the frustration, but I will add this inside that building. There's a lot of fight and then you're just good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the end of it.
There are reporters though that only show up when it's going bad, when it's going good, you don't see them. It's odd. It's a very odd thing.
At the same time though, when things are going bad and someone is just like, you know what? We're right there. I think we're good. Like the reporters that also take the other side, like going, I'm going to make sure that O'Brien likes me.
Ugh.
And because everything is just, I don't like that either. No, you're reading
that's the other side of it.
The final Grinch, and I think they're missing one. We'll get to the final one they list here, is the demise of Mac Rhodes, the former Baylor AD, and of course the former CFP committee chair who had to step down, was forced out of his role. With all the things that happened in November.
Things.
He did a lot of bad things. He did a lot of bad. I know that for a fact from people on the inside that I know from Baylor.
Really?
And so, like I said, we'll put it this way. You don't just all of a sudden just get the hook from the CFP and then also the hook immediately. And also when they said that he was on leave, he wasn't on leave. He was fired. He was let go. And so, So all of a sudden the person that was speaking on the CFP, imagine that, like 3 weeks in, all of a sudden, like they're kind of going, Mac will not be here today. No, is he here? No. Call the guy.
Bill face.
Call the guy to Arkansas.
When he was in trouble at home.
Yeah. No.
We're missing a Grinch here. Missing a Grinch. How is Sharon Moore not a Grinch?
Well,
I mean,
the
way
how about it?
The guy got fired.
I know, but for
cause.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of his record in the field.
It wasn't
because
he was mean. It was just because he's an idiot.
I'm sorry.
God.
Okay, I can get that, I suppose.
He wasn't being a Grinch to anybody.
Yeah, that's...
just sold the farm.
I would say this. It's
sold the damn farm.
All right, it's one of the most remarkable stories in the history of college football. Is what it is. It really is.
It's really bizarre.
If this exact story happened at Tulsa, it'd be, it's interesting.
Price happened before.
Yeah, probably might have happened last week. We didn't even know. The same thing. Tulsa's like, what happened at Tulsa? No, the same thing happened. No one has any idea it happened. But it happened at Michigan.
Yeah.
It happened at Michigan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Sharon Moore.
Sharon Moore is probably maybe a 5B on the Grinches here. Yeah.
I like that list.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Hey, one thing
that
I
was
didn't
fun.
Know.
It was kind of fun.
I didn't know this. Did you know that this is not really related?
Okay.
Kind of in a way. You know Jeep Wade, that new O-line coach?
From Georgia Tech?
His brother's Will Wade.
Really?
No idea.
The basketball coach,
really?
Will Wade.
His brother's Will Wade. Yeah. His stock just soared in my eyes.
Yes.
I mean, Will Wade's a great coach.
Will Wade's funnier than hell.
He made a strong-ass offer.
He never backs down from that comment.
Made a strong-ass offer.
You got it. Good job. He nailed that.
It's on video.
He's making it illegal.
The FBI.
He's still coaching.
He's tapped.
He's an NC
State. You got to... Made a strong ass offer.
LSU to McNeese to back at NC State.
He jokes about it now.
Yeah.
Oh, Will Wade's something else now.
Imagine at NC State they've got to have that on everything that comes up like that. Also, just made a strong ass offer. It's not. How about that? You think that'd be the end of your career?
Nope.
He's at NC State.
He's doing very well.
He's elevated
very
well. Back
he's
to
making
the power
like four to $5 million
a
year.
He's doing just fine.
Just fine.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.